Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
I came across a beautiful icon where the mystical supper is depicted. But this icon was a little bit strange. Everything in this icon was as it was supposed to be. You could see Christ in the middle, and you could see the surrounding apostles. But there was one large detail which made that icon even more beautiful and very thought-provoking. You could see all the 12 apostles surrounding Jesus Christ, but on one side, Judas was leaving the Last Supper. In his place only stood his halo and outline of his body, almost shadow-like, what he could have been. The icon provokes many thoughts, and it should. Judas left Christ for 30 pieces of silver. I don't know what that would translate to today's currency, but for sure in his heart, 30 pieces at that moment were more valued in his heart than Jesus Christ. At that moment, his passions, his sins, his desires were in control. We could argue that Judas didn't know better, but we all know that it is not true. We know that Jesus Christ gave the position of a treasurer to Judas. He did it because he wanted to quench the passions of Judas. Christ was teaching Judas a lesson, but his heart was not open to Christ's teaching, even to the most practical one, but by keeping the purse of all the apostles, Judas was unwilling to change. Today, day before Christ's death, we are here attending the most beautiful banquet, where we are surrounding Jesus Christ around the table. We are here to celebrate the mystical supper, but are we ready? Are we fully present in the moment? Are we ready to receive Holy Communion worthily? Have we cleansed ourselves from the passions and sins that we commit on a daily basis, every single day? Or do I take myself as a saint who does not sin? Am I one of the apostles who attentively stand next to Christ waiting to hear his command? Or am I the one who is distracted by my desires, by my sins? Have I gone to confession to purify my heart and soul so I'm able to receive holy, the most precious Eucharist worthily? For sure, none of us want to be like Judas, who left his shadow and his halo in a room with Christ and left. This image of Judas leaving his halo and shadow in a room should speak of a potential in all of us and how easily we can leave our salvation behind. We can lose our future sainthood, future stay in paradise, just because we are unwilling to deal with our sins, that we are unwilling to change our habits so they are more God-pleasing. St. Paisi of Mount Athos wrote a note in his will, and he said, I, my Paisius, I have examined myself, and saw that I have broken all of the Lord's commandments. I have committed every sin. It does not matter whether the certain sin was committed to a lesser or a higher degree, since I do not have any excuse at all for any of them, because the Lord has been greatly generous to me. Pray that God have mercy on me. These words came at his last moments of his life. We too have the responsibility to examine ourselves and see which sin pulls us away from God and makes us leave this beautiful potential that we have by committing sins daily. We voluntarily leave the mystical supper. We voluntarily lose sainthood. Without confession, our heart hardens and our soul suffocates. And then we are unable to recognize what is good and what is bad. And we are unable to recognize what is sin and what is not a sin. We become numb. We become obsessed with worldly desires that pull us away from God. So today, let us learn from Judas. Let none of the worldly desires, which are comparable to the 30 pieces of silver, be the reason why we lose our potential of becoming saints. Let us become the apostles that we are meant to be. Let us change our hearts and let us desire paradise. A life with God above everything else in our life. Glory to Jesus Christ.